concocter un projet classe.
Ajouter le sport, une pincée d'actu.
Mélanger.
Faire mijoter.
Saupoudrer d'émissions culinaires et culturelles.
Serveur chaud.
Vous me mettez l'eau à la bouche. Où trouve-t-on ce bon menu?
Radio Charme, bien sûr.
Hello everybody. Today we are glad to welcome Miranda, who is a British citizen. Around the table we have Ines, Cynthia and Oscar. Miranda, they are going to ask you some questions about Great Britain and the Brexit.
Can you present yourself?
Yeah, sure. First of all, thank you very much for inviting me today. It's really nice to come and participate in your project. I think it's really interesting and I can see that you've prepared a lot. I'm really pleased to come and talk with you today. I'm British, yes, I'm English. So I'm originally from the southwest of England and I've been living in France since 2006, so that's about 18 years. I'm actually an English teacher as well, obviously. A lot of English speakers in the city. I've run my own small business for a while, so I don't know what else I can tell you about myself other than I am English.
Thank you for your answer. And my second question is, what led you to work as a translator?
A translator? Well, I'm not actually a translator. I'm able to translate, but I'm not a certified translator. So nothing apart from my ability to read and write in both languages, and my interest in French language. But I'm not actually a translator.
Why did you choose to come living in Clermont-Ferrand?
Well, it's very, very simple. If you live in the Auvergne and you want to have a job, this is quite a good place to live. It's lovely to live in a small village somewhere. But Clermont is the centre, the capital, and for the in terms of the labour market, this is where jobs are. I know a lot of people work remotely, but that's not my case.
Do you prefer living in France rather than England?
Do I prefer living in France rather than England? That's an extremely loaded question, and I'm not going to side. I won't come down on one side or the other. But there are things that I really like very, very much about living in France, and I think when you move abroad, it's not so much about whether or not you like it. You learn to understand a place, appreciate it, enjoy it, and after a while, you make your home there. So it would be quite strange for me to go back to the UK now. I feel like my home's in France, and my French family. That's another thing, you know. Obviously, friends and family are still in the UK, but yeah, my home's here now.
Were you still in England when Brexit happened?
I was not.
Did you agree, and do you agree with Brexit?
Which side of it? What, leaving or remaining? Okay, yes, I would describe myself as a remainer.
As your family still lives in England, it is more difficult to see them because of the Brexit?
That's a funny question. My family is split between two parts of the UK. I've got family in London and family in the southwest. I wouldn't say that it's more difficult to see them, not really. If I wanted to go back for any amount of time, that would be more difficult. And it's funny you say that, actually, because my daughter is in her early 20s and she said, oh, it would be really great to come over. And she actually grew up in Clermont. But she said it would be really great to come and work here for the summer. But I can't come and work now because of Brexit. I'd need a visa. So, yeah, to spend any amount of time here or work or go back there for any amount of time. Yeah, that's a bit of a pain, yeah. Sorry, I'm moving away from the microphone. But it hasn't made that much of a difference to me yet.
As an English teacher, how Brexit has impacted your job?
How has it impacted my job? I don't think it's really impacted my job, per se. I think probably the thing that I find the most frustrating I'd like to take a French exam I was considering taking a French exam, which I'm no longer able to take because I'm not a member of the European, I'm not a European citizen anymore. So and I don't actually have French citizenship. So the thing that Brexit's brought up for me more than anything is, a lot of paperwork, which I don't really enjoy doing very much. So I have to sit and do it over the holidays, apply for French nationality, and and also get a passport. I need to get an English passport, a British passport for my son, born in France. Lots of really quite tedious tasks like that, yeah. But I'd just like to add one thing. I don't think that people who voted for Brexit, I don't have anything against them. I think, you know, it was a very, very difficult thing to do. And so I would like to just say that I'm not anti-Leaver. I think everyone voted for their own reasons. And obviously the Tory government, I would say as a Remainer, told quite a lot of lies to the British public. So it's not quite as black and white as Leave or Remain, good, bad, like as nothing ever is.
What are the differences between French and British political organisation?
My good Lord, what a question. The differences between the French... I don't really know what the differences are between the... Do you mean the parties or the assembly or the way they come together? Well, in the UK, we have three parties, I suppose. Well, there are more than three, but there are two main parties, the Tories, so the right wing, which I suppose we could equate to Les Républicains, the left wing, which, depending on the government, are sometimes more Mélenchonist, sometimes more Macronist. It's difficult really to compare the two systems because it's just so changing, and it's not, like I said, it's not black and white, but I don't know what the differences are between the voting systems, because I don't vote in France. So I'm sorry, I can't answer that question very well.
How do you vote in the British society?
Would I describe myself as more...
No. When you choose a new prime minister, how do you do it?
Oh, well, it's done. The parties will canvass over a certain period of time, try and convince you to vote for them, give you their main policies, and then each member of the public over the age of 18 goes to the polling booth on the day of the elections and votes. There are local elections. You have a member of parliament that represents a particular constituency, and then within those parties there's a candidate for the leadership, and that's the person who ends up being the prime minister.
They are directly elected, like in the presidents in
elected.
Would you like to become a French citizen?
Oh yes, I would like to become a French citizen, I think, yeah. I never thought I would say that, but I like living in France very much. It's not because I particularly want to be... I'm never going to be French. I could have a piece of paper that says I am, but I'm intrinsically British, and but it would make me feel perhaps more secure here as I'm no longer a European citizen. Yeah.
Well, thank you, Miranda, for answering our questions, and maybe see you next time.
Lovely, lovely job. Thank you.
Concocter un projet classe.
Ajouter le sport, une pincée d'actu.
Mélanger.
Faire mijoter.
Saupoudrer d'émissions culinaires et culturelles.
Servir chaud.
Vous me mettez l'eau à la bouche. Où trouve-t-on ce bon menu?
Radio Charme, bien sûr.